is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, we'll talk with America's Got Talent choreographer Chris Judd about a nationwide search for the next great performer. But first, ever wonder what fast food looks like after being left out for 2 years? A Michigan clinic, Vaughn Chiropractic, has featured a McDonald's cheeseburger and fries plus a Taco Bell soft-shell chicken taco on display for the past 24 months. The meals sit uncovered on the reception desk and has not driven away any patients, by the way. That's because the meals still look fresh even years after sitting out. There's no decay, no molding, and bugs won't even come close to them. How can that be? A preservative called calcium propionate is common in fast food, and it makes the food last a long, long time. Worried what they'll do to your system? Don't be. A doctor says while the preservative can cause some inflammation in our stomachs, it isn't too harmful unless we overeat it. 3 in 5 Americans surveyed don't have enough savings to cover unexpected bills. The survey found that an unexpected bill would cause 26% of people to reduce spending elsewhere to pay for the bill, while 16% would borrow from family or friends. 12% would put the expense on a credit card, while the remainder didn't know what they would do or how to make any arrangements to pay that unexpected bill. People who share lots of selfies are showing signs of being a psychopath. The research found that men who regularly post selfies on social media are more likely to be narcissistic, impulsive, and show other psychopathic signs such as a lack of empathy. The issue may be a bigger problem for men than previously thought, with many taking the time to edit and improve their selfies before posting them online. The researchers surveyed 800 men aged between 18 and 40 about their social media habits and their personality traits to come up with the results of the study. And for what it's worth, women perfect their hairstyle at 32, but will have tried 50 different styles first. A survey has found that after years of chopping and changing their hair, women finally arrive at their perfect hairstyle at the age of 32. The study found that the average woman will have tried almost 50 different styles before finding the one that suits her best. The poll was carried out by a hair transplant firm and also found the average man will have tried out just 10 hairstyles before finding the ideal look at 39. The reason behind it taking men longer to arrive at a hairstyle that suits them is because 40% are losing their hair by the time they're 40 and choose to combat it in different ways. The women also have an average of 2 bad hair days every week as they try to find the hairstyle that's just right for them. Choreographer Chris Judd has had an impressive dancing career, even though he started a bit late. Now he's a dance scout for America's Got Talent, and he's going to be in Chicago on January 24th and 25th. The search continues in St. Louis on Monday the 26th, San Antonio on the 29th, the Santa Clara, San Francisco area on February 7th, followed by other stops in Boise, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and Phoenix in February. Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's up, Mike? How are you?
Good. So let's talk about these open audition dates because they're all over the country. And that's great. So you're going to be at each of these, you think?
I'm going to be at a few of them. Absolutely. I start off in Chicago. I'll be in San Francisco, Los Angeles, San Antonio.
And what exactly are you looking for when you go out on these open auditions for dancers?
I'm looking for that person who wouldn't think that they would be that they wouldn't be good enough to do it, but they actually are. I want to encourage those type of people to come and audition. I'm looking for the type of person, the type of choreographer that could take us on a journey and wow us every week. And I'm just looking for that person that's just going to just shine on stage, make us all laugh, make us all cry, make us all scream for joy type of thing. And I'm just excited for this year as far as the 10th year of America's Got Talent and being a part of it. So I'm just encouraging everybody that is a dancer that can dance to audition because I would love to see it.
Well, you know, we've seen dog acts do very well, comedians do very well. How about the dancers? Have any of them really done well on this show prior to this?
Yeah, there was not last year, but the year prior was this guy, his name was Kenichi from Japan. He won. That's doing pretty good. I'd just like to see, more dancers. I would think that I guess what's lacking in the audition aspect of the show is that there's not enough dancers to contrast the other people that are auditioning, the other variety acts as singers and variety. So I would like to see more dancers come and audition.
Now, was that dancer one that you found on the road or just happened to apply on his own?
I didn't find him, no. I don't really recall how he did, but I think he just flew out from Japan and auditioned, and he was just, he was amazing, and he blew everyone away. So anybody and everyone can audition, so that's the beautiful part about this show. And what would distract people from coming is because when, you know, you have dancers, you're like, I'm not going to go on the show because a singer always wins. That kind of like mentality I'm trying to break. So I don't want anybody to be discouraged as far as that. So it's like, you know, when they come in, they think, oh, this is apples and oranges. It's your talent. And you have to like put it out there for everyone to embrace, and you never know. And so I don't want people to be discouraged by saying, hey, you know, I'm a dancer, but you know, an acrobat always wins, or a magician always wins, or a singer. So over the years, if you look over the years, a different type of act has won. There was like a ventriloquist that won, a dancer, singer, you know, last year was a magician. So you just never know with the audience and who they choose this year, you know. So, and this is the biggest year, so hopefully we're getting a lot of people come out to audition. So I'm really excited for it.
And what exactly would you recommend they do? Would they do something that they really do well, or go for it all and try something that maybe they haven't practiced enough but is really spectacular?
Well, I would say that if you're going to come in polished and make sure that your routine or whatever is going on is perfect, that you have no second guess of if it's going to happen. You need to know that you have mastered it enough to where you can just like not even think about it, come on stage and do it. Because the second you start thinking about it is when you start second-guessing yourself, things start to happen, and it just all falls apart. So you have to come prepared. You rehearse and you rehearse and you rehearse to forget. So when you get on stage, you just live. And that's what we want to see. We want to see you live on stage and not have to worry and think about what you're doing. That's where you get kind of lost, and that's where mistakes happen.
We're talking with Chris Judd, the advanced dance scout for NBC's America's Got Talent, looking for dancers in Chicago, St. Louis, San Antonio, Santa Clara, Tacoma, Boise, yeah. Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Phoenix. So you guys are leaving no stone unturned trying to find the next great dancer, huh?
I know. We're going out there, and these open calls are for everybody, you know, so it's not just dancers. And those dancers that can't make the audition, if you want to submit a video, you can submit it to AGT Auditions/Chris. CRIS-Judd, and those videos will go directly to me, and I can view them.
Now, looking at your bio, it's hard to believe, but you didn't get involved with dance until you were 21. Is that true?
That is exactly true. I was actually pursuing a golf career. I was like playing golf, and I was working at Disney World as a character in the character department, and I started dancing. That's how I got started.
Well, I got to ask you, what character were you primarily?
I was every character in my height range. So I was Pluto, Tigger, Eeyore, like all those characters. And I was actually the pink hippo from Fantasia during Disney Mania. And met with the Kids of the Kingdom, who were the singers and dancers. And I actually had a crush on one of them. And I asked her out, and she says, oh, I don't date characters. And so I said, okay, how do I get your job? And she goes, well, you need years and years of dance training. And I'm like, you give me 1 year, I'll be dancing at Disney. And that's how it all started.
Interesting, because most dancers start at a very young age with dance school and everything. So you really were able to pick it up and have such a successful career. Kudos to you.
Oh, thank you very much. I mean, trust. I was like, that was like a solid year. I was like, I'm giving myself 1 year and 1 year only. So I never let anything happen. I never let anything get in the way. Humbled very quickly when I walked into the very first class I took. So then I was just like, knew what I had in store. I had to work my, you know, butt off. And so I was like, oh, I can pick up the dance pretty good, but I need the training. So that's what you got to do, is train. No, and I just love how people are self-motivating nowadays. And I just love how they just like, we got to do this and we got to train, and they take it upon themselves to do it. So you get what you put into it. And I just like to see, I liked how where dance is going right now, because it's, you see tricking, you see all this other kind of stuff. And they're all self-motivating, and they all push themselves to train. So I like that aspect. And
So I'm excited.
And also, when you were on ABC's I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, you donated $250,000 that you won by winning the event to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. I bet you ran into some Make-A-Wish kids when you were at Disney World.
All the time. And that's why I chose that charity to represent. Working at Disney, I was working closely with the Make-A-Wish Foundation for many years, and so that's what made it easy for me to choose them, that organization, to represent and donate.
I'm one of the volunteers locally, so I appreciate that, and I'm sure that fulfilled a lot of wishes, $250,000.
Yeah, it was great, you know, and I remember there was a wish that was presented to a young lady by the name of Daisy who wanted to be a sugar plum fairy in the Nutcracker was presented to her in my name, so it was great meeting her and having that happen. So, yeah, it was beautiful.
All right, Chris Judd, good luck with your search for some great dancers for the upcoming 10th season of America's Got Talent.
Thank you so much.
And Happy
Thanks
New Year.
Me. You too.
With choreographer Chris Judd of America's Got Talent, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Fame center had to replace a legend, Bill Russell. His fierce work ethic earned him the 1973 NBA MVP, and he helped lead the Celtics to two titles.
Got it at the buzzer!
So where is Dave Cowens now? Dave once spent a night as a Boston cabbie, but he didn't pursue it as a career. He stayed in basketball, coaching with several NBA clubs and the WNBA Chicago Sky. And he even found time to do a commercial with his old rival, Bob Lanier.
He won the MVP and the championship. Those were the two biggest feats in basketball.
No, Bob, those were the two biggest feats in basketball.
Dave Cowens, keeping it light off the court. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. One state has released a video depicting inattentive drivers and the danger they pose. What state and why are the other 49 sitting on their thumbs when they could be spending so little money to save so many lives? Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. According to WA.gov's PDF file, this 8-minute film shows a teen about to run into a biker when the video suddenly stops. They sit together inside the cage and have a discussion about how the accident could have been prevented. YouTube views are in the hundreds of thousands. Hey, other 49, if it's not too much trouble, how about it? American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.